Reddit has seemed to have been flooded with a bunch of bots coming in with AI and downloading all the text, essentially getting every single bit of information that they can, and making these videos on TikTok for the longest time. The reason being is because, quite honestly, they're addictive. All you do is you go on, well, I don't even know the process, to be honest. I guess you go on the most popular websites, ask Reddit, and Reddit, ask this, ask that, and it's like the top percentage of things, right? It's the top things that people have answered with, and also the top questions that got the most engagement. And basically, people put these top three or four, I think like five answers, and they'll put it through this whole AI system where it just makes a video with the robot talking over some random gameplay in the background to get your attention. And every time, it works on me. I'm sorry. I am a victim of AI bot videos, and I don't like that. So why don't we just go straight to the source? Welcome back to the Meatweed Podcast, where I really want to know if the video format is addictive or learning stuff from Reddit is addictive. Because the thing is, I like learning a bunch of stuff from Reddit. I'm not the biggest Reddit user. I used to have my own Reddit, but I got out of it. You know, I deleted it and I haven't been on it for a while. But the thing is, these AI Reddit videos have been making me think, okay, I want to see it again. And the funny part is, a lot of people are still on the fence about AI. A lot of people hate the stuff, right? They're absolutely 100% against it. I'm against it in that if a lot of people are using it just to make an easy buck, and of course, with people making money on something like that, there's always going to be a flood in the market. And by that, I mean a fuck ton of people are going to use this to make a cheap buck, and they're going to get a little bit of views. And the funny part is, it completely backfired on them. Let me tell you why. People didn't realize that a lot of people doing that, would inevitably collapse the market of Reddit AI videos, some of them being completely weird. And it's obvious they haven't done any, like, they haven't watched the video they made. They just made it and uploaded it, and that is it. So let's just read Reddit without the video and the weird AI bot. Anyway. I guess the obvious question that a lot of people are going to ask is, why do this? You know, why even go on Reddit and answer or check the top r/ask or whatever, you know? Well, the thing is, a lot of people are already doing that. A lot of people are doing that on TikTok, using AI to kind of speed things up and have this automated robot essentially read all of the answers. Let me tell you something right now. When you have a robot doing all the answers, essentially my job, yeah, there's no soul behind it, man. Like, I get it. I'll hiccup, burp, fucking fart into the mic. I don't care, right? Some people don't like that, but at the end of the day, I'm human, okay? What's a robot gonna do that will replace my job, you know? Things that I like to do. And at the end of the day, like I've said, this is a hobby, not a job. But at the same time, it's still kind of annoying that a bot's doing better than me. But let's fight back. Why not? Anyway, on r/ask, what irritates women so much about their boyfriends playing video games? The original poster then goes on to specify moments where they've dated a couple of women that can't stand it. And he's not even a hardcore gamer. It's just the fact that he plays video games at all. They said he'll play on his days off. And there are women that he has known that will scroll social media for hours, no problem. But if I play a video game, as he's saying here, the minute the console boots up, it's huffing and puffing. Which, you know, maybe date the right women, I'm just saying. All right, the top answer is, honestly, it really depends. If you're living with your girlfriend and you go game, that's fine. As long as it's not 100% of your free time every day, all the time. What annoyed me with my ex is that I'd come over and he played video games for hours. It sort of sucked when I take my time to come over just to be ignored. You could always try and include your girlfriend and play games that you both enjoy. But if you constantly ignore her, that would suck pretty badly. That one makes sense, right? That makes a lot more sense. Anyway, let's go to the other answer. I like this other answer because it makes a lot more sense than the other one. The previous one was just, you know, they would just be mad if that's all you did. This next one makes a lot more sense. I like video games. I love playing with my friends. But when my ex shouted at a laptop, hitting the table multiple times because our Wi-Fi was slow, I felt scared. Girls, I know, don't like when their boyfriends are completely absorbed into gaming for long hours and all they do is gaming. This also applies to social media. That one makes a lot of sense. If you got someone over and all they're doing is scrolling social media, you know, it can be just as annoying as a boyfriend who's only playing video games. And that's all they're doing, by the way. That one makes the most sense to me because, first off, I do get it, you know. I'm a gamer myself. I like to play video games. But only when my girlfriend's not around, you know. Like, I like to play when she's, like, if she's here, I'll give her my undivided attention, you know. And that's okay. That's what a boyfriend should do if you're dating someone. And the thing is, too, you're both individuals, right? You both have to understand that you can ask your partner. You could say, hey, does it bother you if I do this? And if it does bother you them, then, you know, consider why it would, you know. Don't just assume that everything you do is going to be okay. I've learned from previous relationships as well as my current one that it is very important to talk a lot about how you feel about stuff, that even if it's a slight inconvenience, it is important to bring up. The world is built of small things like that, you know? The world is made of small little things. And that could be anything from, oh, I don't like going out in public being very loud. You know, that's a thing that I stress quite a bit, to be honest. I'm not the biggest fan of someone, like, if I'm with a friend group and we're outside and somebody starts shouting for no reason, yeah, I'd be like, dude, shut up. That's embarrassing. But at the same time, it's like, I don't want to hurt their feelings, so I'm not going to tell them they're annoying. I'm just going to be like, hey, man, you know, maybe tone it down. It's not my thing to be loud. I don't like being loud. I like talking, granted, but I don't like being, you know, shouting. Shouting specifically. I don't know why I have such a pet peeve with shouting. I don't know if a lot of people do. Ironic that I love metal so much, but, like, I don't like when people shout in public. I don't know. It hits different when it's for a song, I guess. Hey, now that I feel better, I think I should ask some stuff on the podcast. Like, what'd you guys get for Christmas, you know? I got a sweater. I like my sweater. We also got a lot more other stuff, but there's some things that I just can't say on this podcast for the sake of it. I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes, it just feels nice to be seen. So they got me a telescope. How ironic. I didn't get a telescope. I got binoculars instead. I used them in the video. If you haven't seen the most recent YouTube upload, watch it right now. Please, not the shorts. I'm only... By the way... Wow, that hiccup was bad. Listen, I know a lot of people don't like when I upload YouTube shorts. You gotta understand, the YouTube algorithm demands that I post at least 5 or 10, okay? Would you rather have 10 instead of 5 like I normally do? I'll do 4 or 5 even. I try not to post as many YouTube shorts because I know people don't like them, okay? But at the same time, YouTube's new algorithm just demands that you do that. And I'm serious, too. Every single time I posted a video, it won't get views. And then I post YouTube shorts, and all of a sudden, all the views are coming in. And then they stop, and then you gotta post another one. And then they stop, and then you gotta post another one. And then it just keeps going on and on and on. It's annoying, man. Seriously, I even go back and delete some of the YouTube shorts. It's just a snippet from the video I made. That's all it is. Anyway, rant over. Let's go back on Reddit. One more answer for the video game thing. Because it is actually interesting. This last one is quite honestly one of my favorite ones. As a fiancé and ex-fiancé, both times to gamers, let me try to explain. Ex-fiancé would go out of his way to buy energy drinks and sodas on his day off, so he could game nonstop until the next day. He'd set alarms to wake up at 3 a.m. on his days off, so he would log into in on time for server wipes, and would play nonstop until 3 a.m. the next day, or even go to work the next day with no sleep. I've seen that man play in his work uniform to avoid having to log off early to change. Sometimes if his friends hopped off for a bit, I'd get maybe an hour of attention, and then it's right back to the game. Heartbreaking, really. Current fiancé plays maybe a few hours a day on his days off. He helps me take care of our daughter, and will literally put the controller down in the middle of a match to make a bottle without me even asking. Because he's like that, I never ask him to get off, nor do I get upset with him for gaming. Between matches, we talk about TikToks we see or send each other reels, or even just cuddle for a bit, even if it's just for a few minutes every hour. The problem isn't the gaming itself, it's the feeling of abandonment if you don't find a way to make the time for us too. That is what I was saying earlier. I like that answer, I really like it. I just found a question that really struck a chord with me being a man in my 20s, and it hurt a bit, but not because of what they say on the website or on Reddit, but because of the fact that I have my own answer to this one. The previous one, I did have an answer as well, but it's pretty generic. You know, just make time for your loved ones. And also, I should add, make time for yourself as well. Anyway, this question is from OKAnywhere3466, and it's, why are people in their 20s miserable nowadays? Wow, I didn't know you were miserable. I'm sorry you feel that way. I think for the sake of the podcast, I'm going to read their answers first and then give my own opinion at the end, because being somebody who's turning 28 in 2 months, I'm not going to lie, I have my own answer for this, and it's a very, I find it more important than most of their answers, but, you know, that's just me, you know, I'm giving everyone a chance to talk. Let's read the first one. I think at some point, surely enjoying your 20s, traveling and partying, being single and having lots of relations with others and not having to take things seriously was a thing. Now, there's a mental health crisis. We all have to work very hard if not to afford immediate necessities. Then, to secure a future for ourselves where we won't struggle financially. I increasingly feel that 20s aren't about anything in particular. Neither are teens and 30s onward, aside from us just being okay. I think now, we are just trying to be okay, as opposed to a great, etc. If you're consistently okay these days, mentally, emotionally, financially, and socially, then you are doing very well. I like that answer. Let's read the other one. Because no one can afford anything. Right out of left field. You have to work constantly and keep looking for a better job, and hopefully you land something that pays well so you can experience life instead of living life as a wage slave. And then, okay, one. There is now five. Damn. Five answers immediately afterwards all regurgitate the same thing. All of them basically saying everything's too expensive, we can't afford anything. I do like this specific one here. Quite literally, I feel like I can't enjoy anything. And to all people saying, you can go for a walk. Yeah, I've been going for a walk for the past 5 years, and it's the only thing I do in life as someone in their 20s, and it somehow does not make my life perfect. I cannot afford museums, cinemas, or theaters because rent and food and gas for a car to go to work consumes everything. A lot of financial woes here. Let's see. Gen X was happy in their mid-20s. Gen X was happy in their 20s because they had good futures in front of them. Millennials were happy because they thought they had a good future in front of them and discovered a lie later in life and are unhappy now. Gen Z is not even lying to themselves. They know they are fucked. It's very bleak, very negative. How about we look for a more positive question, okay? I'm saying this as someone who knows that it's very addictive to doom scrolling, but as somebody who knows that your brain, you know, will get fucked up by this, I'm going to find a better answer or a better question to read that's not as negative. But I'm going to be honest, it is good to vent sometimes. Now, people in their mid-20s being miserable nowadays, let me explain something to you about your 20s. Your 20s, you're basically still a teenager, but now you have adult responsibilities. The moment you turn 18, you don't automatically learn how the world works. You still don't know. And in fact, a lot of adults don't know. Having said that, they do provide the... I'm not reading anything, by the way. I'm saying this from experience. Having said that, they do provide the illusion that they know based on personal experience. But the thing is, everyone's experience is going to be completely different. So if you want to know something in life, you could rely on the information of others, or you could do it yourself, you know? You could go into immense credit card debt and slowly pay it off over time, building your credit score or, you know, making it worse. You never know. Or, you know, you can go to that expensive university. You can spend what's essentially an entire house on education. And you might not even get a job for that thing that you studied. The thing is, you won't know anything about life until you start living it. It is scary, okay? It's going to be the most horrifying thing. But at the end of the day, life is the longest thing you'll ever experience. So you might as well get every single stone unturned. Everything in your mind right now that you think, maybe I want to try it out, go for it. Honestly, I'm saying that as somebody who went from a pharmaceutical technician job to exploring the entirety of the US and then coming back and just doing local work. I was horrified to do that. I was told over and over again, I would never make it out there, okay? And I did. I was just fine. Don't get me wrong, I had miserable days. Everybody does. It's part of it. Part of life is experiencing it. You can't avoid that part, okay? In your 20s, you can't avoid experiencing life. You know, you could try to stay at home as much as you want, but you're an adult now. It's as simple as that. It's not going to be easy, but let me tell you something right now. Everyone is going to experience life in a very different way. You have to experience it, and you have to make decisions that you'll look down the line and think, man, that was crazy. Instead of, man, I really wish I knew what would have happened if I made that decision. For example, one decision I've made is taking Magic Mind every morning along with my daily coffee. If you don't know what Magic Mind is, I'd be more than happy to tell you. They just happen to be today's sponsor, but even aside from that, I would have shouted them out anyways. Because honestly, this little matcha shot that could has been dramatically helping me with all that mental fog that I used to have. Because the thing is, for these episode recordings, I sometimes would hit a wall, you know? Not burnout per se, but I would definitely lack that mental focus that I would need. And Magic Mind would provide that, honestly. And a little boost of energy as well. Reading into it further, it's definitely the lion's mane that helps out. Because the thing is, lion's mane, I used to take these like really chalky pills for them. But ever since Magic Mind developed their nano encapsulation technology, which is awesome, by the way, using science to help my brain out, I don't need to take those pills anymore, you know? I can just take a shot and I'm good to go. Also, guys, it's January. I know a lot of you have that whole mentality that this year is going to be different. I'm going to take better care of myself. Well, I recommend Magic Mind to help you with that mental fortitude. If you want some right now, go on the link in the description and get 45% off the Magic Mind bundle with my link in the description. It's magicmind.com/wheatjan. That's magicmind.com/wheatjan. Let me spell it out. magicmind.com/wheatjan. It's January. Let's hit the new year off right. I also want to thank Magic Mind for reaching out again. I really love working with you guys. Seriously, this is so helpful for the podcast. Like, you guys have no idea how much you've helped in the development and growth of this podcast. You guys are interlinked with us, honestly. It's kind of cool, actually. Before this episode, before I even set up everything, I did this acrylic painting that, you guys know me, right? I like to do my paintings. And right now, I'm actually watching my chair as I swing it around because behind me, there's a canvas on the ground and it is, it's wet. It's very wet right now. The thing is, it's a very unique, different style than what I've done. I noticed that I like the style that I have where I throw the splatter paintings and everything, but at the same time, I do like to branch out and try a new style. This specific one is on a much smaller canvas, so if somebody bought it, you know, it'd be easier to transport. On top of that, it's way more durable. But for now, I'm waiting for it to dry. I have not taken a photo of it yet, and I kind of want to. I'm really impressed by it. I'm impressed by the fact that I didn't think of this sooner, actually. It's a gradient in the background. I don't know. You'll see it when you see it. I don't want to take a picture of it right now because when it's wet, it has a different color to it. And then it slightly dries and then it really changes color. Trust me. All right. A lot of these Reddit questions are interesting. Okay, there's one here I actually want to read. This one here says, Oh. Interesting. That's a very, very direct. What word do you just hate for no reason? Every time somebody says the word initiative in a work meeting, I like these. Okay, these are very direct. These are very short answers, okay? So the prompt is, or the question is, what word do you just hate for no reason? The first comment says initiative. The second one says preggers. It makes his neck twinge. The third one, influencer. Four is daddy was made too inappropriate. Yeah, that's I agree with that. Hubby with the vomit emoji. Vacay instead of saying vacation. I'm overcome with an urge to destroy it every time I hear it. What in God's name is wrong with me? Oh, this is a new one. Littles and boy mom. I hate both of these words. The word bae. Oh my God, I miss my bae so much. My girlfriend hates that one too, actually. Babe, is that you? Is this your comment? Nah, but I agree. Anyone who was like 2010, a teenager in 2010, will recognize that word, bae. There was that one vibe that shoes are bae. Like, you know what? I'm almost 30. The word ick gives me the ick. Oh, I like that one. Entrepreneur. Prego. I want to punch people who use that term. Isn't that a sauce? Oh, someone made the joke already. Never mind. Let's see here. There is no casual word for breasts. Breast isn't sexy. Tits makes you sound like a fraternity dude, bro. And boobs makes you sound like a 13-year-old. Boobies make you sound like a 12-year-old. Ooh, these guys got a lot of them. Naughty, waifu, and husbandu. I feel so gross just saying it. Let's see here. Unalive? Yeah, that one's... interesting. That one's actually interesting. I know the story behind that term. You see, the internet being around for as long as it has been, you guys need to understand that 4chan is one of those websites that, unfortunately, is notorious. I'll admit that thing. It is very notorious. 4chan is one of those websites that you go to and you never know what you're going to get. You'll get either the most wholesome post, like a Pepe drawn with hot chocolate saying, "It drinks hot chocolate, it tastes good, thank you hot chocolate for tasting good," which is adorable, by the way. And you'll get one where it's like, "Don't come to school tomorrow," and, you know, that's ominous, you know, that's unsettling, absolutely. And then there's, like, the Burger King foot lettuce thing where the guy's standing in a bin full of Burger King lettuce with his shoes on, and it's disgusting. That guy got fired, by the way. Not just him, there was 3 people involved in that, which is disturbing. But Unalive originates from 4chan. I don't remember the rest of the story, though. I just know it starts in 4chan. And I don't know why they use that word. I'm having a lot of fun right now, I'm not gonna lie. There's so many new ones, right? Because the ones that I've heard on the AI bot are like the top of all time. But what I did is I sorted it from the top of this month. You know, so it's more recent and up to date. And here's a good question. What screams, "I grew up rich"? Let's see. "Whenever I saw someone have a mini fridge just for drinks, I was blown away." I have a mini fridge. I'm not rich. And I have a story with that mini fridge as well. That mini fridge kept me alive when I was driving over the road and I had no way to freeze or preserve perishable foods. I had like 5 or 6 salads in that thing. It wasn't that big. That's the most it could hold. And that I had no water either. It was room temperature water. Let me see here. My boss, who keeps telling us how he should travel around the world to expand our views on life. And I quote, "By the time I was 20, I've already been around the world twice. You guys should get out there and explore." My God. "A new car for a high school graduation gift." That's huge. Yeah, that's a huge one. I think if somebody grew up wealthy, they would get an entire car as a graduation gift. That seems reasonable, right? That seems like something that, if you were wealthy, that'd be a gift. Let's see. "I grew up middle class, but when I was a kid, when I saw a fridge that had a built-in ice/water dispenser, I definitely considered those people rich." You know, I still do. I'm not gonna lie. I feel like there are some commodities that you look at and you think, "Damn, that's bougie. You know, that's really high up there. That's really high end." But then you realize that, no, not really. Let's see. "For special events, I already have the appropriate blazer, suit, or dress without having to buy one." Vacations that require flights every season? I didn't know that was a thing. I'll take like one good vacation a year and that's it. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't even have to be this really big bougie thing. You could just be like, "Hey, we're going to Los Angeles for the weekend." That's it. Cue the lights. And then what about next weekend? "We remodeled the kitchen." You know, stuff like that. As an adult, it's interesting. Landscaping and working on the house is kind of those things you do as an adult. Let's see. "When I would go to their home and they had 20s and 100s scattered around the room, the house was an obvious giveaway, but I barely had an allowance, working a minimum wage job, and a car older than me, so that kind of financial security and taking it for granted struck me." That would strike me too, actually. I feel like if I was in a house and they had money scattered around randomly, yeah, that would probably make me feel like, yeah, you're wealthy, bro. You're not looking at, like, how this looks from an outside perspective, right? Just throwing, it's like that scene in The Simpsons where Mr. Burns and Smithers are looking at each other and then they just smile and go, "Money fight," and they start throwing $100 bills at each other, like whole wads of them. I'd like to go in a money fight. I feel like I would hurt, though. I mean, it's just clumps of paper at the end of the day. It's a big one. "In college, I was friends with a guy who grew up incredibly wealthy, and one day our group of friends decided to go to Wendy's for dinner because he said wealthy friends have never been, which speaks for itself. He started freaking out when we got there because he realized he had left his debit card at home and only had a $100 bill on him. He was freaking out because he didn't think he had enough money for dinner. Needless to say, he was shocked to find out how much food he could have bought for $100. You know, I didn't think of that. Wealthy people don't really buy, like... No, they buy fast food. I don't know. You know what? This is old. This is probably old. A lot of these comments make me feel like they're from the 90s or early 2000s. And I feel so bad that $100 for food, for fast food, is like a trip to Wingstop. Then again, I'm fat, bro. I'm not going to lie. There we go. "Not looking at the price tag while shopping." Fair. They use summer and winter as verbs. What? What? They use summer and winter as verbs. I don't get it. Let me look at it. Let me look into it. I clearly do not have enough wealth to understand. What is summering and wintering? Usually people use to talk about where they stay in the summer and winter, i.e. different homes or resorts. My dad is wintering in Palm Springs. Oh! Summering in the Hamptons? Okay, I get it now. I get it now. So, add the word ing and it becomes a verb. I got it. Okay. I went to a prep school freshman year and I learned that what rich was. A girl's dad bought her a full frame of off-resorted powder blue 66 Ford Mustang convertible and parked it in the middle of campus so everyone wondering what was up all day, then gave it to her at lunch. She was 15 and just got her permit. Another had three cars, an Escalade, a Benz, and an M3. He was 15. I bused tables to help my mom buy groceries. Oh, that's sad, you know? Oh my god. I can only imagine what that's like. You know, now that I think about it, sometimes you realize how blessed you are, you know? Some people, I'm just saying, you listening, some people have it far worse than you, okay? And I'm not just saying people in your neighborhood. I'm talking people in this world, you know? There's some people that, no matter how hard they work, they just can't seem to catch a break, and I feel so bad. Okay, let's go to another question. I got really deep into that one. Okay, here's a good question. Why do millennials look so young? What? Are you sure? And not the ones I know. Well, let's look into it. I like the top answer because it's so unsettling. Why do millennials look so young? Let me say why, because their story is interesting. I am 19, so Gen Z, and this woman, I swear I thought she was 25, at the least. She said she was turning 37. I didn't even think she was close to her 30s. This has happened to me multiple times as I live in New York City, so I interact with people a lot. I mistook a 35-year-old man for a man in his 20s, so when I said a slang word, he didn't understand what I meant. Millennials, please tell me your secrets. I need to age like y'all. The top comment is, we are 40% microplastics. Don't worry, kid. You'll still look like that in 10 years, too. Oh, my God. Oh, come on. This one applies to me, too. Hands down, it was the Flintstone vitamins I grew up on. Come on. I took those, too. Those Flintstones chewable vitamins, the ones that look like French Flintstone. I didn't even know what the Flintstones were when I took the Flintstone gummies. Or the vitamins. No, I didn't get the gummies. I got the chalky one. Tasted like Tums. Oh, the second one's a lot darker. We aren't having children. We're not tolerating shitty marriages, and we're not pushing out a bunch of children in our early 20s. That shit really ages people. And next answer is avocado toast. That's not funny. I ate that too. Am I fucking millennial or not? We don't see the sun much, so our skin does not age. We never really grew up. We don't have the stress of social media and did not start wearing makeup at 13. I'm 42 with no wrinkles. People never believe how old I am. I always get carded. Must be nice. There we go. I honestly don't know. I had my 42nd birthday a few days ago. Some of my coworkers were shocked that I was over 30. I don't moisturize. I rarely wear sunscreen. I drink. I don't eat particularly healthy. And I smoke for nearly 20 years. How the fuck? Okay, everything else I can understand, but the smoking part is genuinely impressive, okay? You need to understand, I was a smoker for 5 years, and that aged my voice significantly. Like, I don't know about my appearance, but I definitely looked way, like, I don't know, older, you know? It aged me really quickly. So you smoking for 20 years didn't do anything to you? That must be nice. What kind of genetic code do you... That's insane. Alright, next one. As a millennial, I have found myself thinking that Gen Z looks older than my generation, but I really don't know why. I feel like I've personally met or seen so many Gen Z people that look like they are 22 or way older than me. It's definitely interesting, but both of my parents look good for their age, so maybe I just inherited good genes. I think that's it. It's just good genes. Okay, this topic's got me too interested. We're gonna go past the 30-minute mark this time. It's been a while since I've done that. There we go. Most of the visual effects of aging come from the sun exposure. We have been told about the dangers of the sun exposure since we were very young. We have ready access to sunscreen, and most of our jobs with the advent of technology keep us indoors and away from UV rays. And smoking. Smoking is terrible and ages you more quickly. We learned how terrible it was early on, so we didn't. We avoided both of those. We avoid the sun and smoking. That's pretty simple. I could avoid smoking, Avoiding the sun be a bit more tricky, but, you know, I mean, it's a big ball of gamma rays, right? There we go. Okay. I'll read two more. These two are interesting. We don't look young. People don't age as extremely as many believe. And in part, per clothing styles have begun to stagnate over the last 10 years. So you definitely can't identify people by their clothing. Okay. So clothing has not changed in the last 10 years. Therefore, if somebody has out of date clothing, they're actually not that bad. Okay. Next one. It's because we all have depression and therefore spend most of the time indoors. Oh, that's kind of sad. Whereas happier previous generations spent a lot of time outdoors playing sports and entertaining themselves outside. Okay. So why do millennials look so young? They stay indoors, and they wear sunscreen, and they moisturize. Let's see what else. One more good one before it closes up. But honestly, I really like this format. I haven't done this in a while where I've done that Reddit reading. But the last time I did it was... I don't know, it's been a while. Okay, here's one. How do adults stay thin or fit? How do you stay thin or fit? How much do you eat in a day? How much exercise do you do weekly? Do you only eat certain foods? I am fat and I have been told to eat less and exercise more. But how much more or how much less? What kind of exercise and what are you doing to be thin? You stay thin due to diet. You stay fit due to exercise. It takes a lot of exercise to lose weight. And if the exercise is increasing, your muscle mass may or may well... What the hell is this? I read it wrong, sorry. And if the exercise is increasing your muscle mass, you may well gain weight. Muscle is heavier than fat. I don't know about that. I've heard that is just a rumor. Where if you get a lot of muscle, you're like way heavier. But I don't know about that. I really don't know. I do like this comment because I'm guilty of it too. Walk/run for an hour every morning. Or a half hour every morning. I run every second day. Weightlifting with two close friends anywhere from 2 to 6 evenings a week, depending on schedule/recovery. I aim for 85% of what I eat to be whole foods, meat, fish, eggs, fruit, veggies, nuts, and seeds. Repeat this for several weeks and then get sick of it and go on a bender and a booze and takeaways for a week, gaining an impossible amount of fat in such a short amount of time, become ashamed and jump back into the health wagon. Rinse and repeat. I'm guilty of this, okay? I lost a lot of weight, and I gained it back, and I lost it again, and I gained it back. It's just so hard to keep weight off. Oh, hang on. I'm really curious about this one. As someone who has lost 225 pounds and counting, here is my advice. 1. Use a calorie calculator to find a calorie deficit that works for you. 2. Move more. Just move more than you usually do, and keep increasing the amount slowly every week. 3. Cut out or greatly reduce liquid calories. I know that one. That one is basically don't drink your calories. So, sugar-free sodas and preferably just water. 4. Only eat when you're hungry. 5. Eat until you're satisfied but not full. That last one will make you sluggish. I actually know that one. Okay, this one's getting me interested because I know a lot of people are on a health craze right now. Look, it's January. We got to know these, okay? I eat smaller portions and I skip meals when I know I want to go to eat with people. That one's good. I'm pretty much hungry during the day and that's it. That's how I stay on my current weight. I'm pretty hungry during the day. Don't drive, work in the kitchen, and rave shows on the weekend. Exercise just kind of happens. That's terrible advice. I'm sorry, but like, raves are like, you're going to go deaf by 50. I'm just saying. Okay, here's a good one. I fast every Monday, meaning I don't eat or drink a single calorie for 36 hours. That means one day a week, I go negative 2,200 calories. That makes up for all the cheating I do on the weekends. I lift 2 times a week. I walk 3 times a week. Make smart food choices and don't be a glutton. That last one is way easier said than done, I'll be honest. I'll be totally honest. Anyway, how about this? One more answer. Let's see how people do it. Diet, exercise, jog, and workout. Everyone's saying this, but they forget sleep and stress management. Also, good support circle. Even better if they do some blood work. I haven't had blood work done in a long time. That just made me think. I heard someone tell me the other day, hey, when's the last time you had blood work done? And it scared me because I couldn't think of the answer. So maybe I should get blood work done. I'm not too sure. Yeah, I definitely should get blood work done. That's going to do it for this episode of the Meat Weed Podcast. I just had a health scare, and now I'm thinking about it. My own mortality is a scary thing, okay? We live, we laugh, we do 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 do. That's an old meme. Let's keep that meme in the past. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to quote an old meme, okay? Is the painting dry yet? That's a very thick painting. You're a small painting. How are you this? Okay, never mind. All right, I'll see you guys next week. I do appreciate everyone who stuck around. I'm sorry for the previous week's episode. I am going to delete it, and it'll be a Patreon exclusive. So if you're not following me on there, and if for some reason you want to hear my sick voice, it'll be on there. All right, see you guys next week.